This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the, well, I can't say it because if I do, I'll have to play the music. Welcome to the Friday. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's the Friday edition of the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins, along with
Brian Merritt. Barrett. Can't believe I messed up my own last name.
I can. Cinco de Mayo's in 3 days. Always a good time if people go out to eat in a Mexican restaurant somewhere, you know.
Yeah, it's more about something other than eating, but.
Oh, wow. Wow, you went there, didn't you?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to go there, but you did. Are you talking about margaritas?
I'm sure that there will be lots of specials.
I wouldn't know. Mother's Day is 9 days away, and Memorial Day is 24 days away. Last full day of school is in 27 days. You'll be off for Memorial Day, but you'll come back to school.
Boo!
And May 30th is a half day. So you come back, what, 28th and 29th?
You got two full days, and then a teacher work day, then report card day. Mm. Yeah. How many absences will be reported?
I would like to see the absentee report for Rutherford County Schools on that day and the city. Brian?
Yes, John.
We mentioned Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a gripe, and I hope I don't make the listeners mad at what I'm fixing to say.
Is it something that's bugging you?
It's a little bit bugging me, yeah.
You bug me, baby.
Have you noticed that when you're trying to save money, you're really trying to save money. This doesn't apply to you because you're a cheapskate, but... But for people that are trying to save money, if you notice, okay, let's just go through the holidays. Help me with this. We're going to start in January, right?
Okay. New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, you're probably going to spend some money on partying or something, okay?
Fireworks.
Go to a football game, you know.
Yeah.
On February, we have Valentine's Day.
Money grab.
Okay, all right. Then, so I see you're in agreement with me on some of this. What do we have in March? Anything?
Let's see. Don't think so.
Okay.
Spring break.
Yeah, and include your family's birthdays when we're going through this, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, April, I've got two granddaughters with birthdays, so I don't get out of that.
Yeah.
And we have Easter, which usually requires a little money. Either getting food together or...
Candy, baskets,
yeah, okay.
Dinner, lunch.
Then we go to May. What's in May?
Memorial Day and Mother's Day. Yep.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Then we go to June. Father's Day. Oh, no, that doesn't count. Nobody gives us anything, being a father. July, 4th of July, picnics and vacations and all that. August, what do we do? Let's see. August. I don't think we have any. Oh, I have my, I think my son-in-law has a birthday, I think I'm right about that.
Yeah. End of August. The first Monday in September is always Labor Day, so that's another day out.
My birthday's in September, so I don't have to spend anything there. Then October, we have Halloween. Then we have November, we have Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
Then Christmas is a biggie. You know, and then you're back starting it all over again. There's only like 2 or 3 months where you don't spend money on some kind of holiday.
Well, and in the summertime after, 4th of July, June, July, those are big vacation day or big vacation time. So that's several thousand dollars
I
down
mean,
the tube.
It's constantly something almost all the time. You can't catch a break. Now, you, on the other hand, only spend on, let's see.
Cordial cherries.
Christmas and cordial cherries.
Buy them in bulk.
And you buy something for them for Christmas. You do buy something.
Yeah, this last year it was, like little things. Some of them were gag gifts. And they all got to open those gifts, but it included money, which is what they really want anyway.
Well, I used to get my wife, before we got married, I gave her a dozen roses every month.
Every month?
Every month. I bought her a dozen roses.
Wow.
And after about 6 months of that, she said, quit buying me roses. It's stupid. I don't like it. I went, okay, so I never bought any more ever again. Never bought her any flowers. But cordial cherries, that's the way to go.
I'm telling you, if she said that, she saved you a lot of money.
She did. I mean, you're talking, well, back then it was like $50 for a dozen.
Which, wow.
You know, I don't know what it is now. I don't know. I haven't bought any.
I wouldn't know either.
We've got a great show coming up. We're going to be talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame again, just a little bit, as we continue here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 62. Saturday, more showers, storms still possible. Highs head into the lower 70s, and still a chance for showers and storms on Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home off of South Church Street.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it.
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android. Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The LA Clippers have forced a Game 7.
Leonard to Norm on the right wing, skips to the rim, dunks it through! Norman Powell rises to the rim and detonates!
AM 570 LA Sports Clippers Radio Network on the call. They defeat the Nuggets 111-105. Powell ended with 24 points. Kawhi Leonard had a double-double, 27 points and 10 rebounds. James Harden was a leading scorer and ended with 28 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. Game 7 will be on Saturday in Denver. The Knicks closed out their series against the Pistons with a 116-113 win. Jalen Brunson hit the game-winning 3 with 4 seconds left and ended with 40 points and 7 assists. New York will face Boston next. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avalanche scored 4 goals in the third period to force a Game 7 after defeating the Stars 7-4. Game 7 will be on Saturday in Dallas, while the Oilers, the Maple Leafs, and the Golden Knights are advancing to the next round.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Oh, excuse me, I'm drinking mango water.
Ooh.
Ah, yeah.
I have Honeycrisp apple circle water.
I'm not bringing any more drinks to the games anymore.
You're not ever?
Well, you don't bring a can. You don't bring anything. So It's just for me now, so I can just bring a thermos. You've ruined that special thing that special bond, because you drink out of that circle thing. So that's fine. No more drinks coming from me.
You have something against my circle drink.
No, I do not. I just don't like the way you have to drink out of it. It's just weird. So I'm
just like any other.
No, it's not. No, Brian, it's not. I'll ask Dalton when he gets back, but it's not. It's not the same. You love it. It's fine. But I'm not bringing drinks anymore. It's just one more thing to carry to the ball game. So I'll attach my thermos to my backpack, and I'll just drink out of a thermos. Now, I may have to change that in spring fling, because it's a nightmare. old man with a bad leg got to walk to, especially like McKnight or SportsCom. Those are walks. Gosh, they're terrible walks.
Yeah, can be.
I may not come. I may not just come.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at the age now, and I've been with the program long enough to know now that I can just do, you know, I don't have to do anything you tell me to do. We are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Join MTE's EV Car Club, open to owners, fans, and anyone curious about electric vehicles. Sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club. Well, they've got a lot of things there's a lot of things you can go to, a lot of information.
Yeah, but here. I mean, if you're not interested, you don't have to sign up for EV Car Club.
That's true. Well, you don't have an EV.
I don't.
No, I don't either. So I wonder if we'll ever truly get to that point where everybody has an electric vehicle.
Don't think so.
People are kind of reluctant. Good neighbor of the day is Mary Howell. You can't find one better than that. She's a good neighbor today for always sharing kindness and a warm smile wherever she goes. I think she's still at the Rutherford County School Board office, too, I believe. And Mary's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That's today's Good Neighbor of the Day. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor, all you have to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on that link, fill out the info, click submit. Also, you can do that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Birthdays and anniversaries for today and tomorrow, the 2nd and 3rd. Birthdays, anniversaries. Hit us up, 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. It's Brothers and Sisters Day, International Scurvy Awareness Day, and it's National Play Your Ukulele Day.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I am going to wait for our song today. I know you people have to wait just a little bit longer because it's really special. I really love this artist, so I'm going to wait till we have more time to play more of it.
Okay. Well, maybe we can celebrate International Tuba Day instead.
Okay. 624.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
It's a Slick Pig Barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew. Everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dunlap. A Murray County deputy is off the job following a reported DUI arrest. Randy Marisett was a Murray County deputy for 16 years and had recently been promoted to sergeant. Marisett was stopped by Columbia police after reportedly traveling at a high rate of speed through neighborhoods. The 39-year-old then allegedly sped away from those police officers. They chased after him. He was stopped and arrested. Officials say the case is now in the hands of the district attorney. A robbery suspect is in custody this morning after a standoff of sorts in the Stones River. Police responded to reports of a robbery in a shopping center on Lebanon Pike near Donelson. Reports say 47-year-old Nathaniel Williams was identified as the suspect and fled from the scene on the Greenway near the shopping center. A helicopter spotted Williams on that nearby trail. Williams then went into the Stones River. After about 4 hours, he surrendered and was taken into custody. Williams has a criminal history in Davidson County dating back to 1995, including a second-degree murder conviction.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Farmers market season is beginning for several communities across the state, count Knoxville among them. The Market Square Farmers Market will kick off its 2025 season this Saturday from 9 to 1, and it continues every weekend through mid-November. The producer-only market is managed by a local nonprofit and is entering its 22nd year. Everything at the market is grown, raised, or produced by vendors within a 150-mile radius of Knoxville. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 627. We've got Good Neighbor Events coming up, and Rewind as well. Another check at the forecast, our first look at traffic, and also Today in History. Got all that?
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. All right, I saved the song of the day.
Whoops. Too many buttons.
Apple launched iTunes Store this week in 2003. And this week we count down the top five songs from 22 years ago. And this is one of my favorite artists, Norah Jones, with Don't Know Why.
I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come.
Oh, what a great voice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Soothing. Very good. Norah Jones, our song of the day. We're going back to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Brian has researched, he gave him 24 hours to research this, the top first 10 rock and roll inductees to the Hall of Fame.
The first group of inductees, 1986, included pioneers like Chuck Berry.
Bill Haley. No?
No.
Okay, Bill Haley and the Comets.
Fats Domino.
Okay. I agree.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Little Richard.
Yeah.
Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Cooke.
Okay.
James Brown.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly.
Uh-huh.
The Everly Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And Elvis Presley.
I thought you weren't going to put Elvis in there. I was fixing to roll.
I did the end.
Everly Brothers are a little iffy, but yeah. I mean, they were during that era. They did it right that time. Now, what was the second year? Oh, never mind. You didn't research that. But that's that is really kind of an odd assortment, but I do see it. Gentilly Lace. Well, no, he wasn't on there. Buddy Holly was on there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. So the part of that is a lot of those were deceased in 1986. So
let's see. The second year.
I think the Everly Brothers were still alive in 86.
There were more that were in that was not on that list, by the way. Bo Diddley.
Okay.
Marvin Gaye.
Ooh, Marvin Gaye, that early. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bill Haley.
There you go. Bill Haley in the Comets, yeah.
B.B. King. That was the inaugural class. The Coasters were in the second class.
Okay.
Eddie Cochran. Bo Diddley was in the second class. All he was nominated in 86. Aretha Franklin, her first nomination, and she got in on the first ballot, apparently, in the second class. Marvin Gaye.
So people are voting on these people.
Apparently.
I guess, evidently.
Yeah, because this says prior nominations. And so after the inaugural class, most of the class that came in the second year were nominated in the first year, except for Aretha Franklin, who made it in on a first ballot.
You. Okay. Yeah. No Paul Revere and the Raiders, though.
No.
I think I'll shoot off a few emails, little scathing emails to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So the rest of that second class, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Smokey Robinson, Big Joe Turner, Muddy Waters, Jackie Wilson. That was all 1987.
Your love is taking me higher. Yeah, Jackie Wilson. He was a good one.
The Beach Boys went in their first year of their first eligibility year of in 88.
Okay.
So, and the Beatles, too.
And no Paul Revere and the Raiders.
No, they're not there.
Okay, they'll be hearing from me, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security.
Man, we're gonna have to book.
Yep.
And we got a lot of songs. 1908, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Registered for copyright.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
In 1938, American singer Ella Fitzgerald records A Tisket, A Tasket.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mommy on the way I dropped it.
1964, the Beatles' second album goes number one and stays number one for 5 weeks.
You've really got a hold on me.
In 1977, the revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical The King and I with Yul Brynner reprising his role. In 1989, Killing Time, the debut album by Clint Black, is released.
This killing time is killing me.
That's one of my favorite country songs of all time. I'm not supposed to sing along with it. 1997, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, starring Mike Myers. And in 2008, the first film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is released, Iron Man, starring Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. And that was the beginning of Marvel history.
Sure was.
Coming up next is Brandon Brooks with Rewind. You're listening to the Big G, WGNS, on the GNN Network.
This is CBS Rewind.
May 2nd, 1984.
Oh, shoot me now!
Looney Tunes cartoonist Bob Clampett died of a heart attack.
And now he's being in Cecil in a Bob Clampett cartoon.
The creator of Beanie and Cecil was 70. May 2nd, 1997.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
The nationwide release of the spy spoof.
My name is Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Danger's my middle name.
Happy birthday to Engelbert Humperdinck.
So I send you to sleep.
He's 89 today.
After the loving.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 62. Saturday, more showers, storms still possible. Highs head into the lower 70s, and then still a chance for showers and storms on Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Got a terrible wreck out here in Antioch. It's really slowing down that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro. Right now it's 24 westbound at OHB, Old Hickory Boulevard. Again, it's interrupting all that traffic that's trying to get in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, here through the Antioch area on this wreck on 24 westbound. Again, at Old Hickory Boulevard. Still working that wreck in Cheatham County, slowing down traffic headed out towards Clarksville this morning on 24 westbound at the 28th mile marker. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Order online this weekend at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111, Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
You've heard us talking with Cliff Sharp over at Greenhouse Ministries about their family culture class. And the culture class is in the dining room there at Greenhouse Ministries. It's absolutely free and will benefit your family. That's on the third Tuesday of each month, 6 o'clock in the evening at Greenhouse Ministries. Well, our local Rutherford County Public Library is offering free computer classes. You need to be a part of that. And if your smartphone is challenging you, drop into any of the Rutherford County Public Libraries and they'll work with you to figure it out. No charge. The Rutherford County Public Libraries are there for you. Here's something else. Sometimes we just need to get together and help each other. There's a grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10, and it's free, over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center here in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. And the St. Clair Center is at 312 St. Clair Street.
This reminder, we're critically low on blood. Please give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Murfreesboro is a big enough city with a dense enough population where a recycling program could flourish.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
We're proposing and committing to building, operating, and growing recycling programs at the Middle Point Landfill facility in conjunction with the county and hopefully with participation with the cities in Rutherford County too.
Middle Point's trying hard to work with local government in order to start a recycling program.
We're ready to make a change there.
The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
We've got more to come here on News Radio WGNS. It's The Wake Up Crew with Brian and John, and we're glad you're here this morning. Drive carefully out there, as we say every single day, or try to say every single day. Want to watch the little kiddies that are going to school. They won't be going to school much longer, but they're still going as of right now. Our dad joke of the day. Yesterday we had a 4 coming from just me, and we're looking forward to today's joke, as we always do.
Wow, that was harsh.
I think it's overrated. I think your dad joke of the day is overrated, to be honest with you.
You're just jealous.
There's a lot more things that are much more informative on this program than just the dad joke of the day.
But people want to smile.
People want to smile, and I understand it, but sometimes it just gets crazy. Because your jokes are not amazing.
Well, I'm not going to play that. You know, my son asked me what I used to play on the iPad when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I said, I used to talk into the fan to sound like a robot. And there was a lot of truth to that one.
That's what made it funny. We'll go 4 with that one again. Sorry, no 5. No 5 today.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration insists Mike Waltz was not fired.
Vice President J.D. Vance tells Fox the National Security Advisor is being reassigned to U.S. Ambassador to the U.N.
Donald Trump has fired a lot of people. He doesn't give them Senate-confirmed appointments afterwards. What he thinks is that Mike Waltz is going to better serve the administration, most importantly, the American people in that role.
We'll get the jobs report for April next hour. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says President Trump's tariffs may be a factor.
You're potentially going to see maybe that businesses took a wait-and-see approach with all of this uncertainty, and perhaps they didn't hire as much as we expect them to.
Economists expect 135,000 jobs were added last month. The woman who plowed her car into a central Illinois daycare this week, killing four children, may have had a medical episode. State Police Director Brendan Kelly.
Initial preliminary toxicology test results were negative for alcohol and negative for...
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market is proudly celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, marking five decades of dedication to local agriculture and community connection. Established in 1975 at the historic Cannonsburg Village in Murfreesboro, the market has flourished into a beloved gathering spot, now drawing over 45,000 shoppers annually at its home in the Rutherford County Lane Agripark since 2009. Visitors can explore a wide range of Tennessee-grown produce, meats, honey, and the handmade goods while supporting local farmers and small businesses. UT Agricultural Extension Director Anthony Tuggle emphasizes the market's role in uniting the community, offering not only fresh, seasonal products, but also educational workshops and seasonal events that promote sustainable practices. The 50th anniversary celebration will run from May 9th through October 30th every Tuesday and Friday at the Community Center on John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro. In other Murfreesboro news, Cajun Steamer Bar and Grill has permanently closed its doors after years of serving Southern Coastal favorites to the local community. A notice posted on the restaurant's front door confirmed the closure, noting that the decision came after careful and deliberate consideration. The announcement expressed deep gratitude to Murfreesboro residents for their loyalty and support over the years, highlighting the memories and connections that were formed. While no official reason was provided, local chatter points to a recent staffing challenges with reports of limited staff handling busy dining hours. Fans of the Cajun Steamer experience can still visit the Franklin and Hendersonville locations. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it. Yeah.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation, because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1.
trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with
people who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. Brian, did you know Dick Van Dyke is 99 years old?
I think I did, yeah.
And his wife is 46 years younger than him, which would make her 53.
Wow.
Something like that.
Okay.
Is that right?
Ish, yeah.
Yeah, but they said it would never last, but they've been together for years now. I mean, so.
Interesting.
She's really, you know, helped him a lot, taking care of him.
He still gets around pretty good, I hear. Around
yeah, he did a thing from Mary Poppins just the other day. And let's see. He's not quite 99, I'm sorry.
He's getting close.
He's getting close.
You know, I saw where Lulu Roman passed away. She was a gospel singer and was on Hee Haw.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was sad.
She was 78.
And she there are a lot of people in Murfreesboro that knew her, by the way. Happy Gilmore. We talked about a Happy Gilmore 2. And it's going to be released, let's see. I don't have the date on that. But anyway, if you're going to watch Happy Gilmore 2, you probably need to go back and watch Happy Gilmore if you haven't seen it.
Isn't that the one where Bob Barker is in it?
Yeah. The golf movie.
Yeah.
And so, because I think a lot of the same characters that are still with us are going to be in that. I don't think Bob Barker will be able to make that appearance, but, you know, there's going to be, I think the guy that was his counterpart in the golf match is going to, Shooter McGavin, is going to be in it. And he's getting on up there too, as well. But that's some of the things that are going around. And
Bob Barker's 99, speaking of 99.
Is he?
Yeah,
he will be. I didn't know if he'd passed away or not, for sure. That's why I didn't say anything.
Well, so, he did. He died in 2003 at age 99.
Okay, so we got that right. Let's see, one more thing I had. Eddie Rosario is back with the Atlanta Braves again. This is his third time. They've sent Jared Kelnick to the minors, so that didn't work out for the Braves.
Well, is that going to be a big help?
No. Alex Verdugo, who they got from the Yankees off waivers, He's helped them. He's doing good. Went 4-for-4, I think, Sunday. So that helps. Anything helps at this point.
But didn't they lose Sunday? They did, didn't
yeah,
they?
He went 4-for-4. Yeah, they lost.
But they still lost.
But the guy, Suarez, hit 4 home runs against the Braves in a game they won for the Diamondbacks. I guess we need to do some birthdays, Brian, and get that out of the way because we've got a ton of birthdays, local birthdays.
Oh, do we
anyway,
really?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Here we go. 1903, Benjamin Spock, American pediatrician. Common Sense Book of Baby Care. Did you ever read that book, Brian?
No. There's nothing in that I was going to do.
I think there are a lot of people that didn't read it or did read it and maybe shouldn't have.
Just put your kid in the playpen. They'll entertain themselves.
1939, Tony Asher, the English-American lyricist, he wrote, God Only Knows, and Wouldn't It Be Nice, along with Brian Wilson, that other guy from the Beach Boys, born in London, England.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I want you to look up the song Kicks by Kicks. Paul Revere. Kicks, K-I-C-K-S, by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
I happen to think this probably will be a continuing theme of the show this morning.
I think so. Leslie Gore, born in 1946, American pop singer. Way to ruin that song. 1972, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, American pro wrestler who's now a very successful actor and producer.
No, it's a lot, the hair, the bod.
And singer.
Apparently.
When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome for the tides, the sun, the sky.
Pretty good, isn't he?
Hey, not bad.
It's funny, a guy like
better
that.
Better than Chuck Norris.
It's a funny guy that can... They could do that, all that kind of stuff. You didn't really know that. He started out as a wrestler, football player.
Well, that's kind of acting anyway.
1975, David Beckham, English soccer midfielder. And that would make him how old now?
Ooh. He'd be 50.
50, yeah. David Beckham. Wow. It's hard to believe. All right, that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Now we go to the local birthday list, and it is huge.
It is a big list. Big list.
Big. It's big, Andy.
Big.
Kent Seiler has a birthday today. Rick Thurman, Ben Hornsby, Lawrence Harvin, Melissa Ann Sandras, Phyllis Rulin all have birthdays today. Tomorrow, we have Takesha Brummel, Greg Cantrell, Alan Williams, Sam Eubanks, and Joseph Silverman. Now, these are tomorrow's birthdays, so they get put in the hat for the birthday fairy.
Yes, and could win the banana pudding. So you've got to have your name in. So on Fridays, we do the Saturday birthdays. And on Sundays, we do... On Mondays, we do the Sunday birthdays.
Yeah.
So we kind of go back and pick up on Sunday and look ahead here on Friday. So
Paul
call or text.
And the Raiders do not have a birthday today, though.
No, they don't. No. I didn't see them on
but
there.
But it's going to be on the next hour. Kicks.
Add your birthdays to our list. You've got until about 7:30 to get them in. 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
And we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew, won't we?
It's about time to wrap things up, don't you think,
well,
in just a few minutes?
So news at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
But we're going to tap things off here on the 6 o'clock hour with a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 62. Saturday, more showers, storms still possible. Highs head into the lower 70s, and then still a chance for showers and storms on Saturday night. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling. morning. It continues to struggle here in Antioch as they work this accident involving multiple vehicles on 24 westbound near Old Hickory Boulevard. Again, this is interrupting all that traffic flow that's normally coming through here in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, here in Antioch. What a mess as they clean up this wreck with injuries on 24 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. 24 west through Cheatham County, still running slow around the 28-mile marker. So if you're headed towards Clarksville, give yourself extra time. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Well, Jeremy Renner has some things to say about a potential second season of Hawkeye on Disney Plus, and most of it, not good.
They asked me to do a season two, and they offered me half the money.
You don't do an Avenger dirty like that. Come on. In an interview with High Performance on TikTok, Renner got pretty vocal about the matter from his point of view.
I'm sorry. Why? Did you think I'm only half the Jeremy because I got ran over?
He's been doing the rounds for his book, My Next Breath, which documents that near fatal snowplow accident. He's pointing fingers at the studio accountant, saying the whole thing is disheartening.
My body's probably thanking me, you know, time and time again, that I'm not doing it right now. But we'll see.
Guess who won't be seeing Thunderbolts this weekend? For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us. We're going to take a little break and to come back with the second hour of The Wake Up Crew. Mary Howell is today's good neighbor of the day for always sharing kindness and a warm smile wherever she goes. Mary is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That is today's good neighbor of the day. We would love for you to send in a good neighbor that we can put on in the coming days. How do you do that? Well, I'm sure you know somebody who's just been helpful, a family member who's just done some nice things for you, or a perfect stranger at the grocery store. Just let us know. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. When you get the reply, tap the link, fill out the information, then you click the submit button. Boom, you're done. And WGNSradio.com/good neighbor also can get it to us. And birthdays and anniversaries, got about a half an hour for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Call or text.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
And stay tuned for the news at 7 o'clock here on WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Immigration crackdown.
This is the largest immigration enforcement operation.
Mike Waltz out as national security advisor.
But now the nominee for ambassador to the United Nations.
Real ID crunch.
Folks have waited until the last minute.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, they call it Operation Tidal Wave, part of President Trump's push for mass deportations. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says more than 1,100 people were arrested in that state's largest immigration sweep in history. Critics say not everyone picked up has a criminal record. Here's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement video shows some of the 1,120 people detained during Operation Tidal Wave.
These are people that should have never been in our country.
Immigration officials say a majority of the arrested had criminal records, including someone convicted of murder and multiple alleged gang members. But advocate groups and families say people with pending asylum cases and no violent history were detained too.
Did he have a criminal record, gang affiliation?
No.
This woman from Guatemala says her partner and the father of her three-month-old was arrested on his way to work.
No tengo palabras.
You have no words.
She says he recently renewed his work permit and both of them have pending legal cases. But now she's afraid he'll be deported back to poverty-stricken Guatemala.
The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to strip temporary legal protections from 350,000 Venezuelans, potentially exposing them to being deported. Now to the White House, CBS's Weijia Jiang has the latest on the shakeup that's rocked the president's national security team.
Less than 24 hours after Mike Waltz spoke during a cabinet meeting.
It's an honor to serve you in this administration.
CBS News confirmed the former Green Beret and congressman would be leaving his role as national security advisor. On Truth Social, President Trump said he was nominating Waltz to be the ambassador to the United Nations, a role that requires Senate confirmation. In March, Waltz mistakenly included a reporter in a Signal group chat about U.S. strikes against the Houthis. Vice President J.D. Vance downplayed Waltz's reassignment.
So it wasn't let go. He's got the trust of both me and the president, but we also thought that he'd make a better U.N. ambassador.
Just before Trump announced Secretary of State Marco Rubio will serve as interim national security advisor, he was praising Rubio at a Rose Garden event.
Marco Rubio, unbelievable. Unbelievable, Marco. When I have a problem, I call up Marco. He gets it solved.
The Trump trade war is having an effect on businesses in this country and China, where a 145% tariff is in place. CBS's Anna Corrin visited China's largest trade fair.
For many of these businesses, the U.S. has been one of their biggest export markets. Not anymore.
Not so good this year. It's bad.
The trade war has brought an abrupt end to those sales, with U.S. buyers telling their Chinese suppliers to cancel orders and stop shipments. One American we did come across wasn't there to buy, but rather to research new products.
I don't want to bring them in at the current tariff rate. It just doesn't work. It's too high. But I also don't believe it's going to last months and months and months.
Days after we learned the U.S. economy shrank over the first 3 months of the year, today a much-anticipated employment report comes out. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
You're potentially going to see maybe that businesses took a wait-and-see approach with all of this uncertainty, and perhaps they didn't hire as much as we expect them to.
Starting next Wednesday, we'll need real ID to enter some government buildings or board a flight. A passport will still work, but CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the TSA is braced for possible delays and confusion.
The TSA says about one in every five flyers is showing up without a compliant ID, meaning they could be in for major travel troubles when the real ID requirements kick in on Wednesday.
We're all hands on deck.
Adam Stahl is acting as the deputy TSA administrator.
We're very confident that we can thread the needle of both enforcing the law while also minimizing impacts.
TSA officers will use a secondary process to try to confirm the identity of flyers without a real ID, passport, or other compliant identification, but that can take time.
You may face additional wait times at the airport. In extremely rare circumstances, if we cannot identify or validate your identity, denial.
A CBS News data analysis found in 30 states, fewer than 70% of eligible residents have a real ID. In 17 states, the compliance rate is less than half.
It's coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
President Trump has signed an executive order that looks to cut federal money for PBS and NPR. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
According to the order, neither entity presents a fair, accurate, or unbiased portrayal of current events to taxpaying citizens. NPR CEO has recently said that 1% of their budget comes from the federal government, but adds that it would be a big hit for affiliate stations, which get about $100 million of the just over $121 million that goes to public radio every year.
On social media, President Trump said he intends to rename Veterans Day Victory Day for World War I. And May 8th, known as VE Day, would be renamed Victory for World War II. The Texas state legislature has taken up a bill that could ban social media use by minors in the state. It would require platforms to use a form of age verification for all users to ensure kids are not setting up accounts. Republican Jared Patterson supports it.
We're going to wake up at some point in this country and realize what we have done to an entire generation of kids that are on this highly addictive product called social media.
Democrat Aaron Zwiener.
I still am struggling with this outright ban and both the effect it has on adults' privacy and on minors' right to connect.
Police in Chatham, Illinois now say it's likely the driver who slammed her car into a building where an after-school camp was going on may have had a medical emergency. Four young people were killed. Police have not ruled out filing charges. There's word jailed music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has turned down a plea deal ahead of his sex trafficking trial next week. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The government acknowledged that they did offer Sean Combs a plea deal. The judge had Mr. Combs acknowledge that he received that plea deal, and he acknowledged to the judge that he did not accept it and that he wanted to move forward with the trial, which is expected to start next week when jurors are selected.
Combs has maintained his innocence since his arrest last year. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com. And get ready for the workday.
This is Jill Schlesinger. May is Military Appreciation Month, and I know how much I appreciate the military. I married into a military family. I hear from so many members of the military. And Navy Federal Credit Union wants us to celebrate those who go above and beyond for us every day. If you're active duty, a veteran, or part of a military family, you're eligible to join. At Navy Federal Credit Union, the members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 62. Saturday, more showers. Storms still possible. Highs head into the lower 70s, and still a chance for showers and storms on Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of wrecks out here. This one in Antioch. It's moving a little bit better, but it's still slow go on 24 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. Really delaying a lot of folks now coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, trying to get up the interstate here on 24 westbound past this accident here at Old Hickory Boulevard. It's still a mess there in Cheatham County on 24 westbound at the 28 mile marker. That's causing delays for people leaving Nashville headed towards Clarksville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Mark your calendar. May 9th kicks off the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Dozens of vendors, one local tradition. Fresh food and pride of growing it local. At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio?
What would you like to hear?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Osaka Tower of the Wake Up Crew. Isn't that how that guy talked to David Hasselhoff? Wasn't he English or something?
Well, maybe. I don't remember. I didn't watch that show.
Really?
No.
I can't believe that.
I didn't like it. I've never been a Hasselhoff guy.
Yeah, I like the car. A talking car.
The reason I do, because he took the place of the original Snapper on The Young and the Restless. And I never did get over it. So I always blame David Hasselhoff for that.
Interesting.
It goes back.
I like the thing, you know, the talking car. And look, we have cars that talk and drive for us and stuff now. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, but they don't solve crimes.
Well, they could.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, I'll get one and I'll be a crime stopper. And I'll name it Kit.
Okay, yeah.
Kit, drive me to.
Okay. Maybe you need to get a little more rest, Brian. These ball games you're doing, I mean,
Well, hopefully a weekend of rest. A weekend. What comes before the weekend?
Friday?
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
The end of the week, time to freak. Been working real hard, losing sleep. Collect my pay, time to play. Let's all say, hey,
it's Friday.
It is a Friday. Hope you're planning on a big weekend. Weather's going to be gorgeous. A lot of people off come Monday morning are going to have sunburn. I betcha. I got a little sun on last weekend, which was really nice too, by the way, and it was supposed to be maybe rainy and all that kind of thing, and turns out to be a very nice Saturday for Earth Day last week. Had a big time out there. Did a little parking lot cleanup here at the Big G. So, it was an interesting Saturday for sure. But a big weekend coming up. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Got lots of high school baseball, softball, that kind of thing, tournaments getting underway. So we have all the tournaments that we have been, the brackets that we have received online at WGNSSports.com. So you can check those out there. So this week, our song of the day, we have been celebrating the fact that Apple introduced iTunes back in 2003. And when they launched, what were the five biggest songs? Today, we're at the fifth song on that list because we went from one down. And this is a big hit from Norah Jones.
I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come.
So that's Don't Know Why, our song of the day. Episode 1649 of the Wake Up Crew. Don't forget, May the 4th is Sunday. May the 4th be with you. Big choral concert over at MTSU's Wright Music Hall. John's sister Angela Tips will be conducting, and it's kind of a Star Wars theme, so check that out. And Mother's Day, Cinco de Mayo is the next day on the 5th. Mother's Day is in 9 days, Memorial Day 24 days. The last full day of school is 27 days away, or May 28th. And they'll go back to pick up report cards on that 30th, and school will be over. John, I have decided early for next week, our song of the day. If Paul Revere and the Raiders are not in the Hall of Fame, they're at least going to be the highlight all week next week as our song of the
Paul
day.
Paul Revere and the Raider week?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You like that idea?
Yeah, man. Finally, you come to your senses. Yeah, let's play some music.
I think what we should do.
It's a travesty.
What we should do is, for the time being, you tell me what the song of the week theme should be, and we'll make it happen.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll just let your flavor kind of come
out.
No, I'm just saying I've done it for all these years. Dalton started it.
Some of my favorite groups.
Yeah, you can do whatever.
Yeah, all right.
You could, you know.
That's a lot of power you're giving me.
Highlight, you know, the biggest hits of 1965 if you want to.
Okay, that's a lot of power you're giving me.
Summertime fun, all kinds of things. Beach Boys Week. I mean, whatever you want to do.
We should have gone to that anyway, like the Neil Diamond Week or, you know, that kind of thing.
I mean, that's fine, yeah.
Okay.
So
Paul Revere and the Raiders week next week.
So
let's start it off right now.
Well, this song may be on there. I mean,
it will be on there.
You'll have to tell me.
It will be on there. It's their biggest hit.
So we've been talking the last couple of days about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and
I don't think you're totally in agreement with me either, which kind of makes me mad.
Well, no, I don't disagree with you. Paul Revere and the Raiders are not somebody that I've listened to, but that was definitely your era.
Actually, it was before my era.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but a little bit. But yes, I'm a connoisseur of music, and I know this group.
What I don't understand, like Chubby Checker, why was he already not in the Hall of Fame?
That does kind of baffle me. The same reason Paul Revere and the Raiders aren't in the Hall of Fame.
Well, but nothing against Dolly Parton, but I think she was even shocked that she was nominated.
That's really...
And I don't know if it was a publicity ploy or what it was, but why would you not have Chubby Checker or, you know, all of the ones that we announced yesterday that are going in the new class, why were they not all considered before Dolly Parton or Paul Revere and the Raiders or the Monkees?
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, you're right.
But in honor of Paul Revere and the Raiders, what are we hearing? Is this Kix?
Kix.
Thunder dancer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still keeps you uptight.
You know, the guy's name was really Paul Revere, too.
Well, oh, was he really?
His name was Paul Revere. Mark Lindsay was the lead singer. That's Mark you're hearing right now. Listen to this.
When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. And don't it seem like kicks just.
Now, if you look and see video of them, the guitar players and the backup singers to the Paul Revere and the Raiders would dance with their guitars.
That's
what made them unique. So over the weekend, you look up and you watch a video or two, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, that's when I usually put the song of the day together. So next week, John's five favorite Paul Revere and the Raiders songs, your song of the day. Sports coming up for you right now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The LA Clippers have forced a game 7.
Leonard to Norm on the right wing, skips to the rim, dunks it through! Norman Powell rises to the rim and detonates!
AM 570 LA Sports Clippers Radio Network on the call. They defeat the Nuggets 111-105. Powell ended with 24 points. Kawhi Leonard had a double-double, 27 points and 10 rebounds. James Harden was a leading scorer and ended with 28 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. Game 7 will be on Saturday in Denver. The Knicks closed out their series against the Pistons with a 116-113 win. Jalen Brunson hit the game-winning 3 with 4 seconds left and ended with 40 points and 7 assists. New York will face Boston next. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avalanche scored 4 goals in the third period to force a Game 7 after defeating the Stars 7-4. Game 7 will be on Saturday in Dallas, while the Oilers, the Maple Leafs, and the Golden Knights are advancing to the next round.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs.
Located just north of the Tennessee state line in Franklin, Kentucky, this premier entertainment destination is home to over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, and live music. As we build toward the world's most famous race, remember, the Mint will play host to the largest Kentucky Derby party south of Louisville on the first Saturday in May. More info, visit TheMintGaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, May 3rd, one of the most magical days in sports, Kentucky Derby Day. We got 8 stakes races going at Churchill Downs. Race 7, the Twin Spires Turf Sprint, 5.5 furlongs. The number 1, Coppola, 10-1 on the morning live trainer Dale Romans. At Race 8, the Churchill Downs Stakes, 7 furlongs on dirt for older males. The number 3, Bookum Dano. He's 1-for-1 in 2025, 11-12 in the money lifetime. The number 6, Extra Anejo from trainer Steve Asperson. He's 12-1. Race 9, the American Turf Stakes, mile and 16th, 3-year-old males. The number 13, Maui Strong, at a big prize, 30-1 for trainer Dale Romans. Race 10, the Derby City Distaff, 7 furlongs on dirt for older fillies and mares. The number 11, Postiana Sunset, 2-for-2 in 2025. Race 11, the Old Forester Bourbon Turf Classic, mile 8 from older males. The number 12, Gigante, he's 15-1 on the morning line. Race 12 is the big boy, the $5 million Kentucky Derby. Taking a swing in this one with the number 16, Cole Battle, 30-1 on the morning line, Rebel Stakes winner. He's got big acceleration. Other horses we like, the number 14, Tistastic, Kentucky Downs graduate, he's 20-1. The number 8, Journalism, he's won 4 in a row, he's the morning line favorite. The number 9, Burnham Square, Bluegrass Stakes winner. The number 17, Sandman, Arkansas Derby winner with a huge closing kick. And the number 1, Citizen Bull. Lots of front-running speed for trainer Bob Baffert. Gotta hunt, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:22, it's Friday, so you know what happens on Fridays during this time, right? Right, right, what?
No, what happens?
What we're watching.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
So as part of what we're watching, just a couple of little things. The Robertson family returning to reality TV 8 years after ending their Duck Dynasty series, which ran for 11 years. It's going to be Duck Dynasty, the revival. They're rebooting the series, and they're going to introduce the new generation, the great-grandchildren of the family. Phil Robertson, by the way, and his wife's not doing well, but he has dementia and is not doing very well. They've got a podcast.
But he won't be on the show.
I don't think. I think it's going to be maybe the
I didn't know
the
his kids. Wife was in bad health.
Yeah, oh, I think sad. She's not in great health. George Lucas, who created the Star Wars franchise, finally has answered the question about Yoda. Of course, it's the 45th anniversary of The Empire Strikes Back. They showed it at, or did, I can't remember now if it's still out, but at Premiere 6, and Dalton and Megan went, and he said, I mean, that place was like jam-packed. But the question has always been, why does Yoda speak backwards? And so George Lucas said he wanted to make sure that people paid attention to the little green guy and what he was saying, so they kind of switched up the bit a little bit, making him kind of like a philosopher or whatever, and not just like a kid's character or something like that. So that was kind of interesting. What are you watching?
I'm watching Ransom Canyon.
Is that on Netflix?
Uh-huh.
I've seen that ad.
I binged the first year.
Is it brand new?
Couldn't take my eyes off of it.
Really?
It was good. Starring Josh Duhamel. It looks like Duhamel.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Vegas. And then... you'll know who I am. You know who it is when you see him. But
Ransom Canyon.
It's a Western kind of drama. It's kind of between Yellowstone and maybe Heartland or something. It's okay. It's got some scenes in it that are a little bit I wouldn't want your kids to watch. But it's not bad. But it's and they say a few bad words in it. But most of it's pretty clean and. But it's riveting drama.
Riveting?
Yeah. I recommend that if you don't have anything to watch.
He was in All My Children.
You can't hardly watch anything with Netflix without some sexual scenes and some, you know, words, but it's really good. He was on what?
All My Children at one point.
Yeah, he started out on All My Children.
He was in the Transformer movies.
Yeah.
That's where you might know him from. And he was in the Buddy Games, that comedy, which is really funny. Okay. Well, I keep seeing it pop up, so I'll probably try that
out. I had a date with Tad Hamilton. I think that's another movie or something. My date with Tad Hamilton.
James Brolin's in that, isn't he?
Yeah, he plays the old man.
Okay. So it's the first season.
It's got 10 episodes, and I sat through all 10. Stayed up till 3 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on I just was going to watch a little bit of it to see if I even wanted to watch it. And it called my – Minka Kelly's in it. She was in – I think she was in Friday Night Lights.
That
is
right.
When she was young, you know, when she was in her 20s. So it's pretty good. I recommend it.
Okay. She was definitely in Friday Night Lights. I think that was her last big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing that she was in. So I have finished the first season of House of David on Amazon Prime. Follows the life of David and
I guess that's recommended. I don't guess there's any bad stuff in it.
No.
Yeah.
Story of David and Goliath, and the last episode was him going up against Goliath, so I would assume that there's going to be another season of that.
Well, they can go a long way with David.
Oh yeah.
You know,
for sure.
He was a king, you know.
Yeah.
So,
the reason I saw that is because I was on Amazon Prime finishing out Reacher. I think it's the third season, maybe the fourth, but it's very good. If you have Amazon Prime, check out Reacher.
He's a good Reacher.
He is a good Reacher.
Yeah.
And that kind of got me on a Netflix thing because there's been a little controversy with him. But it's not really controversy. He's just a very outspoken religious person. And that, but once you start in a rabbit hole on YouTube, the suggestions that you get, I mean, my YouTube is crazy. It's got all kinds of past coverage of storms. Mm-hmm. Went back and watched the 1990, I guess it was 98, the Nashville tornadoes. Mm-hmm. And all of that stuff comes through on my. And a lot of historical things.
So when you punch into something, then they give you a lot of suggestions.
And then after you watch it, it gives you more suggestions on stuff. And
that's how they hook you, man.
It's very addicting.
And you're hooked.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time on Netflix, more than you would think. I go on there and watch some of the big G stuff, and then it'll give you more suggestions.
It's funny how you start watching that, and all of a sudden the time's gone.
I know.
It's sad, really.
It's like doom scrolling. But anyway, that's a little bit of what we're watching.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune. I enjoy that very much. Social hour and trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
WGNS!
Listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk. 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it is 7:30. It is a Friday morning. It's the second day of March, episode 1649 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Kent Seiler, Rick Thurman, Ben Hornsby, Lawrence Harvin, Melissa Ann Sandris, Phyllis Ruland. Tomorrow we celebrate Takesha Brommel, Greg Cantrell, Alan Williams, Sam Eubanks, and Joseph Silverman.
Well, those are the names that we had coming into the morning. I know we've had some text and phone calls and emails, so we're adding that to the list currently. So this is your deadline. Call or text in. You got a couple of minutes to do it. 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Traffic, weather, local news, all straight ahead.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 62. Saturday, more showers. Storms still possible. Highs head into the lower 70s. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Good morning. We still got slow traffic out here in a couple of spots. 24 westbound is still crawling up by Walden Road, trying to get in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County, all from a wreck we had earlier on. 24 westbound at OHB there in Antioch that clogged it up. What a mess as THB still tries to clean up this wreck in Cheatham County on 24 westbound. It's going to be at the 28-mile marker. You're going to need extra time headed towards Clarksville. It's been a mess up through there on 24 going westbound just past the Jolton exit. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Next week, a murder case will make its initial appearance in Rutherford County General Sessions Court as 23-year-old Shanika Brown faces a charge of second-degree murder in the death of 27-year-old Jaleel Turner. Turner was found deceased on the floor of his apartment at the Southern, a housing complex on Las Casas Pike in Murfreesboro on October 13, 2024. According to the assistant district attorney, Trevor Lynch, Brown was the only person inside the apartment when Murfreesboro police arrived. Brown, who's a resident of Las Casas, was arrested that same day and has remained in custody ever since. Police believe that Turner was shot once during or immediately after an argument between the two around 2 p.m. on that Sunday. A previously scheduled motion to reduce Brown's $750,000 bond was postponed following a court-ordered mental health evaluation. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro police detectives are continuing their search for a suspect who allegedly robbed the Dollar General store on Halls Hill Pike at gunpoint earlier this month. The robbery took place around 3:30 p.m. on April the 1st when the suspect entered the store, brandished with a firearm, and demanded cash before fleeing on foot toward the Grove Apartments. Surveillance footage captured the suspect walking to the store prior to the robbery, initially described as having red hair. Police later clarified that he wore a red bandana under a black hoodie, along with black clothing, gloves, and sunglasses. Murfreesboro Police, with canine support and assistance from Middle Tennessee State University Police, are canvassing the area. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hey, I would highly recommend Adam's Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adam's Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli, and you know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 our time. It's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, and it's trivia time. This morning, we are going to look at the acting career of Andy Griffith and try to answer some questions here. The first one, a softball. What was Andy Griffith's breakout television role as a small town sheriff?
Andy Griffith Show.
What was his name?
Oh, Andy Taylor.
It wasn't Sheriff Woody or Sheriff Tom Collins?
No, Andy Taylor, Sheriff Andy Taylor.
Andy Taylor, that is it. In what year?
That's one.
In what year did the Andy Griffith Show premiere? 55, 60, 61, or 2001?
1960.
And that is the correct answer. Who played Deputy Barney Fife in the Andy Griffith Show? Was it Jim Nabors, Mickey Mouse, Andy Griffith, or Don Knotts?
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. 8 seasons of that, by the way. What was the name of Andy Griffith's production company? Mayberry Productions, Andy Griffith Enterprises, AG Studios, or Griffith's Groceries?
Okay, I was thinking it was going to be something else. I thought Desilu produced it. Okay, so, all right, it's not Andy's Groceries. What's the other two?
AG Studios, Andy Griffith Enterprises, or Mayberry Productions?
I'm going to go with, oh gosh.
You'd think maybe Mayberry Productions, but he did other things too.
Andy Griffith Enterprises.
That is correct.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember at the end of the show what it said at the bottom.
What character did Andy Griffith portray in the 1985 film Rustler's Rhapsody? Was it Colonel Ticonderoga, Sheriff Taylor, Colonel Sanders, or Batman?
The Colonel.
The Colonel. Yeah, that is right.
What was the name of that again? No kidding.
Yeah, please. What was Aunt Bee's favorite dessert to make in Mayberry? Was it cherry pie, lasagna, apple pie, or peach cobbler?
I'm going to say apple pie.
Apple pie is it.
I knew this much about Andy Griffith, did you?
What show was considered a spinoff of the Andy Griffith Show starring Gomer Pyle? Was it Mayberry RFD, Friends, The Beverly Hillbillies, or Gomer Pyle USMC?
Should I let the audience at home give them a second? Okay.
Well, if they knew it, they probably are going to guess this one.
Gomer
right.
Pyle USMC.
That is correct.
I'm going to let you do the next one.
It ran 5 seasons.
Yeah. I'm going to let you do the next one.
Oh, no. What film featured Andy Griffith as a country boy turned television host? This is a film. Was it
On Face in the Crowd?
On the Waterfront? A Face in the Crowd, Terminator, or No Time for Sergeants? It's A Face in the Crowd.
Greatest role he ever had.
Really?
Yeah. You need to watch that. No, it's in black and white. Forget it.
What was the name of Andy Griffith's character in The Second Time Around? Was it Sam Jones, Ooh. Andy Taylor, Dan Jones, or SpongeBob SquarePants?
The Second Time Around, that was a movie.
Correct.
I don't think he would be called Andy Taylor in that.
So Sam or Dan Jones?
Gosh, I don't know. Sam Jones was a character in Mayberry RFD.
Hmm?
But he sure sounds like he'd be a Sam in that movie.
Is that what you want to go with?
Yeah. Sam or Dan?
It was Dan.
Okay. My first inclination was Dan.
What beloved character played the role of Opie, Sheriff Taylor's son in the Andy Griffith Show, later becoming a famous director? Was it Tom Hanks, Henry Winkler, Mickey Mouse, or Ron Howard?
Okay, you answer this one.
I'm going to go with Mickey. No, I'm going to go with Ron Howard.
Yeah, good guess there.
Yeah. What year did Matlock conclude its original run? 1990, 95, 96, or 1776?
1995.
95 is the correct answer.
Oh.
What star alongside Andy Griffith, who starred alongside Andy Griffith in Murder in Coweta County? Is it Kenny Rogers, Johnny Cash, Chris Christopherson, or Mickey Mouse?
Johnny Cash.
And that is the correct answer.
Woo!
And that's Andy Griffith trivia here on the Wake Up Crew.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew to wrap things up, 7:42. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And MTE offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use and learn about electric vehicles. You can find more at MTE.com all about that. Lots of great resources at MTE.com. Our good neighbor today, Mary Howell. Mary is today's good neighbor for always sharing kindness and a warm smile wherever she goes. So congratulations to Mary Howell, our good neighbor of the day today, from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So congratulations to Mary. Thanks to Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers. And we hope that they will continue to send in. I hope you will continue to send in good neighbor nominations. You can text neighbor to 615-893-1450. Or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways to get in your good neighbors to us. We'll make them the good neighbor of the day here in the coming days. So help us out, if you would, please.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, my son asked me what I used to play on the iPad when I was a kid. I told him I used to talk into the fan and sound like a robot.
Replay.
No iPad back in my day.
Four.
That's what you said.
No more comment, just four.
You're sticking with that?
Sticking with four. What do you mean?
No, I just said you're sticking with that.
Well, I mean, I can't change it.
I thought you could. Is that not in the...
No, that's not in the bylaws.
Declaration of...
That's not in the bylaws, no. Can't change it after you've given it the initial rating.
Oh, I think we need to go back and check.
Now, you've changed it a couple of times.
Oh, I don't change anything.
Oh, I think you need to go back and look at the archives.
I have no say. Well, I mean, look at the stack. It's this big. That's the...
You need to condense.
No, that's the whole dad joke Declaration of Independence.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's all
the rules.
I didn't
know we had that many rules. I just thought there were just a few rules.
Oh, there have been so many amendments.
That's just Dalton.
Oh, I know. But
that's the Dalton rule. You know, you can't go by that.
Oh, well, that's good. I can throw it all out. What have we learned on the show today?
Well, we learned about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The first initial Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That took quite a bit of time.
Yep. You didn't necessarily disagree with, there was maybe one you said.
One was a little iffy, but the rest of it I agree with wholeheartedly. See, I'm not that hard to get along with.
And the last 2 days we've talked about Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Well, they should be in the Rock, don't get me started again. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've already got 5 songs for next week, and I did that from memory. I didn't even look up their albums or anything.
And so why did you do that?
Huh? Because we're going to do that every day for our song of the day.
You have been given the power.
I feel just, I don't know, liberated. It's unreal.
So if there are
I have very little power on this show, and now, you know.
But now you have something else to do.
You're starting to delegate to me. Well, I've just got these 5 songs for you.
Well, I mean, but you're the song of the day leader now.
Oh.
So you determine the song of the day, whatever the theme is.
So if Dalton doesn't like it, it's artist, on me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what he has to say about it, because he doesn't know about this rule change.
No.
I'm sure you'll say, well, you're copping out. Well, you kind of said that anyway.
Well, I didn't really. I just said delegating. I said you were delegating.
I just think that it's an opportunity for you to show.
To expand.
What, you know.
How come you never let me work on the board then? You've never trained me on the board.